Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and a whole bunch of others. Thanks very much for tuning in. We have a great set of interesting articles for you today. We're going to start out with pet store puppies. I almost can't pronounce that. Try pet store puppies. They are linked to drug-resistant infections in humans. Who gets them? What's the infection? And what do you do about it? Because it is serious. And it means that you may want to stay away from pet stores for grooming and for buying a new puppy. But we'll get to that. Maybe there are other places that as individuals with healthy dogs you don't want. Before I get too far, we should say this is podcast 913A, and the guest for the B segment is Dr. Jeffrey Ansell. What you must know about age-related macular degeneration. I just recorded that. It's a superb segment he did. Talked to us a lot about how you can prevent damage to your eyes as you get older. Last week, Dr. Vinay Badwar, why mitral valve repairs are increasing, why spotting the issue early is important, and I'm going to tell you the mitral clip. There's a big article on it, and it relates to my compatriot, Mehmet Oz. He developed this, and Columbia University did it, and then Abbott has done a large study showing how great it is. It all relates to your mitral valve is like a zipper, and when you close the first part of the zipper, it zips up. And so they used to put in stitches. Dr. Oz was one of the great mitral valve repair surgeons putting in stitches. He said, why don't we just do this percutaneously, that is through the blood vessels, not having to open your chest or the heart at all, because we can do it that way, because just putting in a clip at that one part will let you zip open and zip close. And that's what the mitral clip is that he developed. That's one of the new things we'll discuss next week. Also next week, we have Dr. Beth Ricconati, 914B. She's talking about Braided, a journey making 1,000 breads. You'll hear about it and how it's much different than just making bread or making what she calls challah, which is a bread you make on Fridays in the Jewish religion. It is about the warmth, the friendship. Well, it's much more than that, so you'll hear about that next week. But this week, a great talk about preventing age-related, that is, as we get older, degeneration of your eyes. Story two this week. So first story was pet store puppies are linked to drug-resistant infections. I have real trouble saying that, fast or slow. Story two, older people with more friends do a lot better with preventive health. Three, fish oil drug reduces heart attack and stroke risks for a specific group. I'll tell you what that group is. It's people with high triglycerides who are on statins. So this is in a group of people who are otherwise doing incredibly well, but have a high triglyceride level. And that is a real risk factor, it turns out, because this drug prevents an awful lot of the problem. So we'll get to how much of that problem it prevents. The next story is on kids' brain power is tied to exercise, sleep, and limited screen time. What's most important among those? Well, you'll have to listen. And excess pounds leads to a leaky bladder in women. If you're obese, BMI over 30, you can go on Google and get a BMI calculator, or go to Cleveland Clinic and get a BI, clevelandclinic.org, and get a BMI calculator, calculate your BMI. If you're 40 pounds overweight and you're 5'4", you're in that range, and that does a lot more leakiness of your bladder. The great news, it doubles your risk. The great news is if you get thinner, you lose the leaky bladder. That's wonderful. We'll get back to that. And genetic cancer risk, 80% of people with BRCA1 or 2 are unaware of it, even though we know it's possible. Those are the stories that highlighted, but let's take them in the order of we have them this week. Anti-HIV antibody treatment promising in early experiments. People living with HIV may someday be able to combat the virus with twice a year infusions, because that's how easy it will be with this antibody. The studies were extremely small, just 7 patients in one, 9 in the other, but they show that anti-HIV antibodies have potential to really eradicate the disease, not just suppress it. The next story is one about the number of babies born with syphilis. It's a bad story. They've doubled since 2013. What to do about it? Condoms, condoms, condoms. Safer sex, know your partners. We aren't doing a good job at educating our youth about safer sex and preventing the risk of sexually transmitted diseases. Totally different story about older people. This is a study of 5,362 adults born in 1946 in England, Scotland, and Wales. They looked about their, they recorded their social relationships 24 times over their remaining several decades until they were between 68 and 69 years of age. That's until about 3 years ago. They looked at how often they engaged in recommended preventive screenings such as immunizations, vision, dental exams, blood pressure, cholesterol assessments, cancer screenings. Turns out if they were had close friends, that is, if they had a high degree of socialization, they were 51% more likely to get the recommended screenings than if they lived alone. If they had a romantic partner, not as great as having a close friend. I would have guessed it would have been the other way, but a romantic partner, 33% more likely to get the screening. Still, very positive result. Next is adults need a regular bedtime, too. That is, this is a study of a large number of people, 2,000, looking at how regular your sleep pattern was. People with a more regular sleep pattern, that is a regular sleep pattern, not just getting enough sleep, not just, if you will, feeling rested, but having a regular pattern was associated with less obesity, less depression, and higher functioning. So very important study showing in a broader sense, a regularity in bedtime and wake time is key and is important for avoiding, if you will, obesity, diabetes, and depression. Appendicitis, antibiotics may be all you need. This is a study, it's a relatively large group, 256 people were scheduled for appendectomy, didn't have it. They got antibiotics instead. About 60% of the patients never needed an appendectomy, no complications. They were followed pretty closely, though, so I don't know if this is parallel to all of us. And remember, these people were going to be in a city. They didn't travel widely. They weren't in the backwoods, et cetera, when they had the problem. Kids' brain power tied to exercise, sleep, and limited screen time. Most important, you guessed it from what I said, 4,500 kids ages 8 to 11 were looked at with standardized tests. Turns out it was sleep, the regularity of sleep again, most important. Another study that is has some merit for what we do, that is, should you get genetic testing? Well, they looked at people with a history, family history of early breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, and ovarian cancer. These are related to the BRCA1 genes. And they found in screening 50,000 people that even though they had these and had seen a regular doctor in the Geisinger system, they hadn't been tested. 80% of them didn't know they were at increased risk. I don't know what to do with this other than say most people at increased risk don't do anything about it. I don't know what that means. GSK, new vaccine, we're getting new vaccines developed new ways, much faster, and more effective. One now looks like it may be more effective against TB. We'll have to wait. Antidepressants and psychotherapy worked with irritable bowel syndrome. That's all I'm going to say about that article. And video conferencing brings patients to therapists if they have anxiety, largely paid for by Medicare, some states Medicaid. But as one of the docs who's been doing it says, in psychotherapy sessions in my office, I might use silence as an intervention to give patients time to think. Silence can't be used with the same power and efficacy in a telehealth session as in person. If I try the same impression and I have in the context of telehealth session, patients just think there's a glitch in things, hang up and try and redial. Doesn't have that effectiveness. Okay, our lead story was pet store puppies are licked to drug-resistant infections in people. That is, puppies are cute, but in rare cases, contact with them is putting people at risk of a multi-drug-resistant bacterial infection caused by Campylobacter. Campylobacter is transmitted to employees and consumers alike. There are at least 105 different people. This may relate as well to the sudden deaths of dogs and even serious hospitalizations in people after having their dog groomed in some of the pet stores. So, precaution there. Pet store puppies, you might try getting them from an individual rather than a pet store for the time being. Excess pounds, doubling of leaky bladder in women who weigh have a BMI, body mass index, more than 30, 25 to 30, it's a 40% increase in risk in this study of over 47,000 women. When they lost weight, they got rid of the leaky bladder. Don't gain the weight to begin with. A weird study, opioid crisis may have started 40 years ago and unrelated to the drug and drug advertising. This is a study from the University of Pittsburgh that's going to be controversial. Is it the drugs that are doing it, or is it just us and our lack of responsibility and doing things responsibly? Don't know. Another good study is fish oil reduced heart attacks and stroke risks for patients with a high triglyceride by 25% when they gave high doses of fish oil to these people with high triglycerides. They already had normal LDL cholesterol, normal blood pressure. They were on statin drugs, but it was further reduction with the EPA, one of the omega-3 fish oils. Well, that's the story for today. Those are the top news stories. Our key, don't buy your puppy from a pet store, as far as I can tell, because we don't have control of the drug-resistant Campylobacter. And make sure you got close friends, and if you do, go ahead and exercise with them. Do preventive things, because that's one of the real benefits of having close friends. This has been the best medical news of the week, brought to you by you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. New book I have coming out, What to Eat When, comes out December 31st. You can pre-order it now. It tells you what time you should eat, why you should eat at that time, and then it goes through a whole bunch of scenarios, like what do you eat to build muscle, or what do you eat on a first date, or what do you eat, we'll tell you why that is, or what to eat if you want to go at a business meeting, or what's the best thing to eat before an interview to be at your best during that interview. A whole bunch of situations we go through, but also why to eat. The when way. When way is at what time to eat. I'm eating much more in the morning and at noon than I am at dinner now, since we did the data that goes into the background of this. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you for downloading us. Please rate us. Please do tell your friends about us. We are the medical show that gives you the news of the week, but especially what it means to you. We'll have a special show in a couple weeks on what to eat when and why we wrote this book, What to Eat When, available on BarnesandNoble.com and BN.com and Amazon.com and probably at your local bookstores for pre-ordering now. Please do so. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much for downloading us. And Darian, it sounded like maybe it was Ben. I can't remember who was engineering me today, but obviously a perfect job because he didn't make any scratches in what you're listening to. Thanks again.